All right, tape is rolling. So I'd like to call this meeting to order. This is the December 12th meeting of the Tacoma Arts Commission. It is 2 minutes past five. I am going to pass this along for the consent agenda.
Good evening. First, we have a couple of excused absences. Commissioners Kniggy and Candy are not able to join us tonight. And second, I'd like to call for an approval of tonight's consent agenda, which includes the agenda for tonight's meeting, as well as our minutes from the November 14th meeting.
We actually do want to add one item onto the agenda, so I'm sorry for not saying that beforehand. We are going to add on a discussion of a subcommittee to, what language can I say for that? I lost it. To draft language for inclusiveness and multiculturalism, I think, for something that we had talked about briefly before. I had brought it up at the commission, and Paul had mentioned before something he'd be interested in talking about. So this would be something that we would, and I won't go into, I probably should just stop. We'll go into detail more later, but a subcommittee for language that, adopting new language.
So probably an action item?
Yes, it'll be an action item because we'll be establishing a subcommittee. Thanks.
Great. So I will call for an approval of the consent agenda, including that amendment to tonight's printed agenda.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries.
Great.
With your amendment.
Thank you. So we've got a pretty tight agenda today, so I'm hoping to be out by 6 o'clock. That's our goal. So we'll move quickly through this. But we're certainly going to start with recognition of Joel and Dane, who are leaving us, which is very sad. And I would love to open it up a little bit for folks to have a few words. I certainly want to say that certainly, Dane, you've been here for quite a while, and I've really appreciated your time, your leadership, not just serving as vice chair, but also just in general. I think your counsel and your thoughts have been really well appreciated, and your good humor, and certainly expect to see you out there in the future anyway, because I always do.
Yes.
So really, thank you so much. And Joel, I really have also appreciated your insight and thoughtfulness. You very often have brought in an opinion that really makes us rethink a lot of our preconceptions and make us really question what we do here, and that's been really valued. So thank you very much. Anybody else?
You will be missed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Both of you.
Yeah. I'll say something.
Please.
I want to say thank you to Dane. He was my vice chair, and I felt like he was always willing to voice questions which enrich the discussion. So I really appreciate that about you. And Joel, I think that you were very focused on bringing data to the conversation, which is something that we have since heard from the City Council, and we as an advisory body need to be responsive to their needs, so I really appreciate your proactiveness in that area.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. I guess we have a couple cards.
We do.
We're just slowly freshly printed or minted. So thank you both.
It's hard to collect.
And I hope
society.
You guys are going to make it later. I hope we'll be able to see you. Okay, so moving on to action items. I don't want to stop. Anyone else had something else to say? I don't mean to cut that conversation short. Great, thanks. Action items. I guess why don't we start with arts projects funding, and then I'll get to the other item a little bit later.
Okie dokie. So Naomi will be sending around the applicants and the recommendations.
So we had a panel last Tuesday. Let's split these 2 ways. Maybe you guys can pass them around. Last Tuesday, we had 6 panel members, including Rachel, Lynn, and Dawn from the Arts Commission, and then also it included Lisa Jarrett, who is the Arts and Education Program Manager for ArtsWA. Holy Che from Greater Tacoma Community Foundation, and Jose Chavez, who is a community member from the East Side. So they took on the immense duty of reviewing all of the arts projects funding applications that we received, and in coming to a suggestion of what should be funded and how much. We had 28 applications total, with requests totaling $101,700. We had $50,000 to distribute in funding, so over half of, well, do the math,
less than
right?
Half.
Less than half could be funded. So before you, coming around, is a spreadsheet, and I have the same one projected right now, on the organizations that we receive funding or application requests from, and their requested amount, and then the recommended amount of funding. And I'll let the Arts Commissioners, Rachel, Lynn, and Dawn, if you want to speak to sort of the process and any
sure.
of this sort of stuff, I can overall give a sense that no one got the full $5,000.
Yes.
The panel seemed to want to spread the funds wider and fund less than requested, which has kind of been typical, I think, for quite a few years now. But to ensure that there was more coverage across the community. So,
could you do me a favor and sort it by amount recommended?
Yes. Actually, I'm going to do this way here.
There we go.
A lot of pieces in.
Oops.
And Lynn and Dawn, feel free to jump in. I have always found it easier to look at it in this order versus alphabetical.
There you go.
So as Naomi mentioned, no one was awarded the full $5,000, not for lack of trying. There were a number of organizations who received an average score of over 9 points, which for those of you who have sat on these panels, each person on the panel awards a score, and then we take an average of those scores for to total and sort it that way. So if you look at the top 5 programs there, Asia Pacific Cultural Center, Hilltop Business Association, King's Bookstore, the Washington State Historical Society, and the Children's Museum of Tacoma, if memory serves, all of those programs received a score of 9 points or higher, which we felt initially should have deserved their full ask, but in the way that things go, we took a little from the top to be able to fund a couple of the ones on the bottom that we really loved, but because the program requires a minimum award of $1,000, that's the way that it goes. So there are quite a few, and if you can scroll down just a smidge, there are 9, is that right? Am I remembering that?
Yeah.
There are 9 programs that did not receive funding, and so those are the 6th Avenue Business District for Art on the Ave, the Destiny City Music Collective, Eden the Remix, Musically Spoken, Old Town Business and Professional Organization for a mural project, although that being said, Classical Tuesdays also applied for and was granted funding, or at least were recommending funding for that program. Puget Sound Revels, Radio Tacoma, the Ruston Point Defiance Business District, and the Second City Chamber Series.
Yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
So of those who did not get funded, what is there a general reason behind what happened with their application? Or?
So the general answer is lowest scores,
right.
which for the most part, and Naomi, you'd have to add specifics because there are a lot of them, a poor application didn't give a sense of what the money would be used for. There were a couple that, one in particular, Radio Tacoma, was for launching a radio station, and they said there would be arts programming on that, but there was question about whether these funds could be used for the equipment that they were requesting funding for.
Yeah, fair enough. They were requesting funding for a license and to lease land,
right?
Not for programming,
right?
Right.
And can I add to that? And there was some discussion around some of the neighborhood events or fair, street fair, and the focus on arts versus an ambiance, music perhaps, versus other arts discipline and a real focus. So that was we had some healthy discussions around that.
Excellent. I like the inclusion of the smaller festivals. I think that's really awesome.
Yeah, we had a number of neighborhood groups or business associations request funding for a street fair type of event, and we really tried to drill down to the arts component of that event and if it was elevated or just kind of ambiance, and so that's how things fell in those funding decisions or the events where the arts were really pulled out for those events received the highest recommendation.
I think it's really good to see that some of the funding has outreach to, like, for instance, the McKinley Hill Street Fair and then the Shally Sham Association. So those are those new?
Yeah. They are.
Yes. It's good to see.
They're the first. Yes.
That's exciting.
There are a lot of new applicants, which is always good to see.
Yeah.
I do have a specific question about Puget Sound Revels. Have they received funding in this before, in this round, or in this?
They have before, off and on. There's been years where they don't apply, and some years where they do.
Can I mention something about that? I just want to point out that is not for their Christmas revels. That is for their May celebration and so on. And also, you know, there are a lot of different, artistic types of presented. There's music, there's written language. It's a fairly good spread, I think, over the arts.
Yeah,
I just want to recognize the hard work that you guys put into this. I know it's not easy to sit through this. It's a long day, and to say no to people is really tough sometimes. So. Thank you for that.
We also did it with our new online system, too, so we had to
quite the guinea pig. So if you've done it in the past, remember receiving the big binder of applications, and you get to review. So everything was online and electronic this time, and then we looked at it on the screen rather than printed, which was quite the interesting shift. But good for the environment.
It worked really well.
And we got some good feedback that we'll make for the upcoming panels, too, on how to make it work, best for everyone. But thank you guys for being guinea pigs on that. All of us.
It's interesting to see the spread in the districts, and I was just kind of estimating where the money went, and it looks like the second district. Where is the second district? Which one?
Downtown
and UPS.
Stadium.
It's big.
Does it go over to Browns Point also?
Hilltop.
Yes.
Northeast, it's huge.
Where's the fourth district?
Fourth is
east side.
East side?
I think it's
good that it got spread around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had none for fifth district, which is really far south. I don't think we ever have that.
They just don't apply.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if there's organizations and stuff in that. I mean, I'm sure there are.
It's Joe Lonergan's district, and we had the only even arts commissioner we had applied from there was great filmmaker, but he and his wife they moved to Everett.
Ron Lagman.
Yeah, Ron Lagman. So we're like, yay, somebody from five. And then,
Any other questions or thoughts? So we have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any recusals? I should ask. Anybody recusing themselves? No? Okay. Motion passes. Thank you.
We had recusals during the panel.
We did.
We'll be notifying all of these organizations if they're funded or not and how much by the end of this week. And I just always want to say if you have anyone asking you questions about why they were funded or not funded or any sort of feedback, feel free to point them to me. And I took a lot of notes during the panel and happy to talk to any of the applicants about their application and stuff. So don't feel like you have to answer those sorts of questions. Just point them to staff, and we'll take care of that for you.
Great.
Thank you. Do you want to move on to Poet Laureate?
I'm sure you remember.
Poet Laureate.
Yeah.
Okay. Gosh, you guys. You're super early. Okay, so every 2 years, it's been 2 years since we've done this, we have the Tacoma Poet Laureate application come around. And this is for a 2-year term, but it follows a slightly odd calendar. It starts in May and goes for 2 years. So this next position will be May 2017 to April 2019. And so what I sent to you was the proposed call to artist to use that is really just based on the one that we used 2 years ago. There's not any substantial changes to that except for it's moving online. Otherwise, the materials that we're asking for, the qualification or eligibility, all that sort of stuff remains the same. We did add in this one paragraph here, which we've been adding to calls to artists and stuff and such, as an encouragement and just more.
We worked with our Office of Equity to. They suggested that language to us, so.
Utilize it, kind of make it clear.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Selection criteria, all that stays the same, and duties. Oh, one of the changes, I should say, this is a change, is we're changing the stipend to 4,000 instead of 2,000. Mm-hmm. So, which is much better. Our poet laureates do a ton of work, and while it's still considered a stipend, it's at least. Much better than what it was for 2 years worth of work that they do. So all of this is, you've hopefully had a chance to look it over. I am working with our current poet laureate, Kathy, to figure out when the ceremony will be. I think it's April 29th she's looking at, but I'll throw that information into the application. So does anyone have questions about this, right? Comments, suggestions?
Oh, I'm glad to see that statement that you highlighted, because it wasn't on the draft that I printed out earlier. So,
is it not?
No, not that sentence. It's missing. I don't know where else I got this, but anyway, it was from the pack of materials online that I downloaded it. Maybe it'll be fun, but anyway.
The one that's highlighted?
Yeah.
Well, that's a funny one to have.
Can you move the cursor?
What's that? Well, with a cursor. The cursor highlighted. People who are members of historically disenfranchised. Yeah.
That's an odd one to have omitted from your.
Yeah.
Right, because
it's also what we were going to talk about tonight, so that's great. I don't know. Printed it out.
Maybe I made a PDF before I added that.
No.
Sorry.
It doesn't mean that we're not going to talk about it later, but I'm glad that it's there. Thanks for highlighting it.
I really enjoy Kathy Wynn's work, and I know that we kind of went out on a limb to choose her as Poet Laureate, and so I would say that I hope that, as well as disenfranchised people, we also continue to look at what it means to be a poet, and that we keep our minds broad to that, and I'm sure that her input is encouraging that direction, but I think that it's something special that a city of our size has a poet laureate, and that we are able to support people who push those boundaries.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So what's the timeline with this?
Well, I'd like the commission to approve this, and then the call to artists, I am hoping to get out in very early January. With the applications February 27th. So it's about a 6-week turnaround time on those. And then there'll be a panel, which is my second piece. So if any arts commissioners are interested in sitting on the review panel for the Poet Laureate, I will pass the sheet around. Feel free to write your name on here. I don't have a date set for that, but I'm planning somewhere between March 27th and April 7th. And it's about a half a day, about 4 hours. And I, as usual, will try and base it around your all the panelist availability. So the panel will be composed of Arts Commission members. Kathy will be on the panel, and then there'll be likely about two other poets. And we try and make sure that there's a mix of styles of poetry. I don't know, like traditional written poetry, spoken word, and so that there's representation of forms.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
This may be a simple answer, but how has word gotten out to, I can imagine it going out in traditional poetry avenues, but in terms of the that sentence right. that got omitted, how are there any new areas of disseminating this information?
Well, that's a very good question. So every year we also, besides the normal, you know, press release and us sending it out to our various sources, we reach out to all the past poet laureates and ask them to specifically invite people who they feel would be a good, you know, fit for this role or would make sense. So that's part of it. And we send it certainly to everyone who's ever applied to us or shown an interest or inquired about it in the past, keep a list of those. And then we're also relying on our networks as well. And we'll do it, you know, through social media to try and pass the word along.
I'm curious, and it does, you know, it's my last night, so I should just be quiet. But
no, you shouldn't.
the area, like where the mural went up in that group, that looks like a pretty cultural
mm-hmm.
center.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a place where this might also?
Sure, great idea.
Okay. I mean, I know that you want to have poets that are able to help facilitate and teach and things like that, but who knows?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
And that's the kind of, you know, reaching out to any sort of networks that we have, and even if they're not poets themselves, asking them to pass the word along.
What about to council members?
Good idea.
They have a...
Everywhere we can, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's great. And I mean, speaking to what Tracy was saying, I think that it's like putting out a call for visual artists, right? I mean, poetry takes many shapes and forms, so mm-hmm. trying to reach as many people as we can that may not be sort of in the traditional poetry circles, you know, that are still doing great poetry.
Yeah.
And I don't know where those people are, so any input.
Makes me think about storytellers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. B-Sharp.
Tribal storytellers.
They're at B-Sharp.
And there's quite a few organizations in Tacoma that are small, kind of, I don't want to say underground, but that's what they do, is all about poetry and all about writing, all about spoken word. And one of the things that I noticed when I was on the panel it was 2 years ago, when I was looking at the applications, I was amazed at how many different kinds of networks there are out there that I didn't even know about, mm-hmm. that they knew. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I didn't know that there was a Hilltop Women's Artist Group. I didn't know there was this. I didn't know there. So that's a good resource, mm-hmm. those old applications, because mm-hmm. they're all connected.
So we've got I need a motion then to approve the guidelines for a poet laureate.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the, would I say it's a new application because of the changes with the amount and the language?
You could say the 2017-2019 called artists.
Okay. So I'm going to like to make a motion that Mike just said, call the artist for 2017-2019 Poet Laureate.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Scott? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
What?
Was it your copy?
Of the call? Oh, yes, sorry. Right. Wait, hang on. This is very important.
Didn't mean to snoop.
Anybody opposed? No?
Amy might be
at this. Yeah. It passes. Thanks. Yeah. Okay. So the next item, which is the new hastily described agenda item that I had mentioned. And I'm going to actually put Paul on the spot a little bit because this is something that he brought up, but I'm certainly supportive of it and happy to chime in.
Thanks, Mike. So, well, you know, in light of, you know, recent historical events, it's just been making me think about where do we stand as an organization, as a city body, on the subject of how we serve our population. And I was thinking it would be great to, without knowing whether or not we already have something in writing, which I probably should have done my research, to see where we stand in terms of how do we serve our community. You know, do we stand for everybody? Do we serve everybody? Do we consider what we do to be a service to our whole population rather than dividing our citizens into people we do and don't want to serve? So my idea was that we could talk about that in some way, whether it be my first thought was a resolution declaring how we do what we do for the citizens. Shot Mike an email and talked with him just briefly, and also spoke to Naomi earlier today. And it seems like there may be some ways that Artful Tacoma, for example, or some other thing that we have could be a good vehicle for having a statement that says what we do is inclusive, is meant for everybody, that this is an organization that exists to serve everybody in our catchment area. I just feel like this is the right time to go on record, if that's how we feel as a group, and I'd just like to propose that we do something like that, but that I didn't want to come in with something planned or prepared. I really wanted to just put that out as an idea, and then the suggestion was made, I think a really great one, to see if we should just have a subcommittee of people who'd be interested in doing something like that and come up with something to bring back to the group. So that was as far as I got with it.
Thank you. And I know, Naomi, you had mentioned something about the potential to use it in calls to artists and other uses. And I mean, in light also of that, what's now boilerplate for the Poet Laureate, I wonder if there's something, I mean, do you sort of do that each time, sort of reconsider? Would it be helpful for you to have a standard boilerplate language?
I think it would be. It's something that Rebecca has been adding into, like, our public art calls of late. It's something that has been recommended to us by several groups and artists before as basically having an inclusion statement and something that outright is an invitation to maybe historically, I think, disenfranchised groups is sort of how it was worded in there, but to that they are invited to apply and that we want those applications. And something that we can also use for funding panels as like a statement to remind them as before we review things that this is a value of the commission as well.
Mm-hmm. I also just want to add that, I put these in a couple of calls so far that have come back, and a really great thing that sentence has allowed, I think, is panel members to bring that up as a subject of conversation when we're looking at final and when we're selecting artists with Submittable, which is the new online system we're using, it's also easier for us to gather information about demographics. So just having the information and having a way for the people who are at the table making the decisions about who's hired for things or who gets funding to have a way or an avenue to bring that conversation up has been pretty cool. And I've noticed, I think we've had 3 panels using that language so far, and it's come up in some way or another in all 3, and I don't remember it coming up in any of the other many past panels that didn't have that language. So thinking of that's how we can use that language, and I think how it will come up.
I can't help but connect what you are saying, which I'm in full support of, and what we just ended with in terms of how we are conducting outreach to encourage applications from across the city. And I think that, and I don't mean to add to the committee's scope of work, but I think that it's important as we make a statement, as we explore making that statement, it is just as important to examine those outreach tools to make sure that the statement isn't falling on people who maybe already know about us. We should be looking at those outreach mechanisms every year. We should be seeking to build upon them every year. And I don't mean to create more work for you. I'm happy to sit on a group that can do that examination and come up with new and easier ways to do that work. But it is all fine and good to develop a statement. It is much more powerful if we are knocking on doors and getting the word out.
Well, I think that what goes along with that, too, is how are we then measuring in that? If that's our statement and this is what our intention is and this is what we're saying we're doing, then I think along with that we need some kind of measurables to say, yes, this is what we're doing and here's the data. For.
We want to see increases of this type in the next funding round. Absolutely.
Tracy,
I have a question on this. So are we talking about a value statement or a process statement, or what kind of thing are we, I mean, are we talking about why diversity is important in the arts and why that's a strong value in what we're doing? Is that the statement we're looking for, or are we looking for more of just that it is important and here's how we're going to do it?
That's a great, great question. I mean, you know, for me, it was born in a few weeks ago, thinking what, you know, some way that we would just affirm what we stand for as an organization. But I think in this conversation, it's becoming clear that we does have to have some practical application, that it has to be sort of a, how will we make sure we're doing what we say we stand for? And I think that the kind of statement that's on the Poet Laureate application is, you know, definitely the right direction, you know, to make that kind of a thing real. I'd love it if we could be as clear as possible about, you know, what we do stand for as a value statement, along with, you know, what we seek to do to implement that.
I have a question, because I think that statement about inclusion was really kind of, you know, emphasized when we did the strategic planning stuff. I mean, it's very clear. It was repeated in several goals. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not sure if you want something that is greater than that, like a statement that says we are, you know, that one statement, we are an equal employment opportunity, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I mean, are you looking for that kind of messaging, or are you looking for, because I think it's clear in the strategic plan, or are you just looking for something that's that every time we set it out, like, for instance, even when we do the minutes, that there's a statement about it. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what you're looking for. That's what I'm trying to get clarity on, because I think it's stated in all the city's applications where they're mm-hmm. equal employment opportunity, they support diversity. It's in their performance evaluations. Mm-hmm. It's in the strategic plans. I think it's there. So I'm asking, how do you see it? What do you want to see it in? And what kind of format? Mm-hmm.
I hesitate to say what I really want, because I really would love a group to come up with what, and can bring it to the whole group. But, you know, if I were just me, if I was the commission on its own, I would want to say something like, that we affirm that we hold that our services are for everybody, mm-hmm. that we serve the interests of all citizens, of all residents of our area, without regard to any kind of status of any kind, that we, you know, we believe in that as a value. And
sort of saying the obvious.
Tracy, you've had your hand up for a while. I want to respect that.
I'm just thinking that I'm not an expert on equity, and if there is an expert on the Arts Commission, that's great, and I would love to have their input, but I also think that it's important to seek expertise where it's available, and so I had talked to Amy a little bit about the possibility of having a liaison to the Equity and Empowerment Commission for the City of Tacoma, and I feel like if we were to have some sort of committee to discuss this, that I would not want to limit it to arts commissioners. I would want to include the people that have the expertise on the subject, because that statement to me was a little, I don't know. I've been on two of the panels where we've done the submittable, and one of the discussions that we had, people were very interested in focusing on the demographic information. And then on the other one, they were more interested on, wait, how did you get this? Like, why is this here? What is going on? And, I mean, I think they were both valuable conversations, but they were also very different, and I actually appreciated the differences in the conversation, and so I really appreciate what you're trying to do, Paul, in affirming that we support everyone in Tacoma to be able to participate in the arts. But I really feel what Wanda's saying about, well, exactly what are we, you know, is this boilerplate language, or is this a commitment, or is this, what is this thing that we are doing? And I would like expert advice on, you know, what we should be doing.
Well, and I want to chime, just to be fair. I mean, Paul didn't make the suggestion about how to draft boilerplate language for, you know, calls to artists and such. So I think that's certainly what my goal would be. What I would hope that we would do is maybe just establish a small subcommittee. Well, it could be as inclusive as anyone who wants to be on it, but a subcommittee of folks that are interested in taking this offline, because we would spend all day drafting language, which we and I agree, there's nobody here that may be qualified to do it. But there are great resources. The City of Seattle put out a statement of equity recently in light of the elections, and several other people.
Even before then.
Yeah, they have. But I think this climate that we're in right now, people are hurting and confused, and they're wanting some kind of reassurance that we are serving everyone and that we are the government, or we represent the government. And so I would love for the committee to take on maybe that as sort of a first step. And it could be that they come to the conclusion that we don't have the people here to draft language. But I think that could be fairly simple. But I think beyond that is what other steps could we take? What other, you know, could we draft boilerplate language? Do we need to bring in outside expertise to work on that? But, you know, I don't want to make this so onerous that we're just going to give up, or the folks that are doing it are going to feel really put upon. It could be the committee gets together and says, you know, I think that what we have here works fine. We don't need to reaffirm that. It might just get too political or confusing. But I think at least starting out with having folks that can do this offline and not spend all day talking about it would be a great start. And maybe the next meeting they can report back whether they've got the language yet or not, or at least just letting us know where things stand.
Mm-hmm. I definitely would recommend, as Wanda said as well, and you referred to it, to really look at Artful Tacoma as the baseline for this, because it would make sense strategically to say, okay, we have this 5-year plan. One of the things we're going to commit to as an action is a way to make it clear to people that this is a belief system. Because there's some wonderful language in there that is very much around this, and that would give it sort of it makes sense anyway, but it would sort of make sense in the sense of rolling something out, or this is how we're showing how we're doing this. Exactly. Something like that.
I serve on my diversity. I'm the diversity chair of my organization, so if you're going to do a meeting or a subcommittee, I'd be happy to, you know, with you on it.
Can we pass around something? Is that
good? I'll make a little sign up here.
So, you know, certainly anyone is welcome to disagree with the concept of having a subcommittee. I'd like if, and we can have more discussion about it, but I would be ready for somebody to make a motion to establish a subcommittee for drafting language and considering boilerplate language for the Arts Commission involving inclusivity and diversity.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
That we form a subcommittee to look at diversity and inclusion and see where that takes us.
Mm-hmm. I think that's as wonderfully vague as necessary.
I guess we may not need it.
Does anybody want to second that?
I'll second.
Great, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Great, motion. That passes. The motion passes. Thank you. Okay.
Go for it. We'd be probably looking at, like, January sometime for a meeting, not...
Yeah, maybe that we won't be ready to even report back other than to say we did it, we met, we're going to meet.
We have 3 new arts commissioners who are starting in January, too, so I also want to reach out to them and see if there's interest. So just FYI timeline on it. It's not going to happen right away.
Okay, good.
So do you want folks to email you, or do you want to pass around a sheet of paper?
It's going around.
Oh, it's already going around.
You're
on top
up.
Of it. Thanks. Yeah. Great. Okay, staff check-in.
We've been doing a lot of just end-of-the-year cleanup and chasing down contracts and making final reports, you know, very exciting business. At least that's what I've been working on. And so I'm going to... Unless there's not something I'm getting that's major, I don't think so.
No, not really. We're very
remember Amy.
Last home stretch of like our arts and economic prosperity study, and a lot of work right now in getting
info from arts organizations to round out the study, so I'll be working badly on that for the next 2 weeks. We have to finish up this whole thing, and we have one more audience survey thing going, so we're... December 31st is the wrap-up of that whole process, which you all played very important roles in, so thank you.
I have stuff to present to you guys next month.
That's your update? The update is that we'll be updated next month.
I have updates, but it's a short meeting.
Okay, we got gobs of time.
Yeah.
You sure?
School is less.
Okay. Okay, moving along.
What are you doing?
We don't need to stay, but I just thought. All right, so advocacy reports we're up to. Anyone have anything to report? Any conversations with council folks? No, nothing for the record about arts events attended. This could take a while.
I saw the High Blood exhibit, and I kind of wanted to steal Asia's piece, but I don't think they would like that. It was pretty big. It was really awesome. It was actually really, really nice. It was very, I actually really enjoyed myself. I had the whole place to myself. Mm. So it was kind of a nice little Saturday morning activity.
Oh, great.
Good quality.
Yeah,
show.
It was beautiful.
Nice.
Was that the Spaceworks?
Yeah.
Space, new space. Great.
Spaceworks Gallery.
Yeah.
And Asia's curating the next show at Spaceworks Gallery.
Give a little
Gallery.
Plug.
I'm curating the next show at Spaceworks Gallery, which opens December 31st. And it's all Native artists. And right now, I think I have 23. So
wow.
It's huge. It's really big. Yeah, it's going to be okay.
She's so calm.
Proceeds will go to benefit Standing Rock. So we're not quite sure what that looks like now since the camps are leaving. But the legal fight, I think, is still moving forward, and there's lots still to fight with Trump coming to the office. So
once,
That's it.
Where? Two questions. Do you have an event that you're talking about?
Yes.
And where is it, and when?
It's at Spaceworks Gallery, which is, I think, 950 Pacific Avenue.
Right across from Woolworth's windows.
Okay. 11 in Commerce, Chamber of Commerce building.
Okay.
The actual opening reception is January 19th.
Oh, it's January. Okay.
January
19th.
Oh. Okay.
It's on Facebook. And there's a webpage, too.
And just one little thing. There's when that whole pipeline thing, maybe this is totally unnecessary, but the cool
thing
is... The cool thing is that after January 1st, the contract for that oil pipeline... is no longer valid if it's not working. So if they hold off until the end of the year beyond, then they have to renegotiate their contract, and the price of oil has gone down so much that it may not be feasible to continue. So if they hold on that long, financial reasons.
Mm.
Cool. Any other events anyone wants to talk about?
I'll just mention a couple. Symphony Tacoma did their Christmas concert. It was very beautiful and well done. Filled house. And Broadway Center brought in the Seattle Men's Chorus for the 19th year, I believe. And again, the Pantages Theater was packed and everyone loved it. One person that everyone appreciates at the Men's Chorus is the person who signs. This was his 35th year of signing for them, and it was his retirement year, and so they gave him a standing ovation.
Mm.
So, beautiful concert.
Great. Great. Anybody else? We are adjourned.
All right.
Wow. 5:45.
Really?
Look at that.
Yep.
Holiday.
Make it happen.